You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I've been thinking about you, baby, but on my mind. Why can't I feel your love? Heart must be blind. What can I say?
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Apparently, guys, I mean, murder, that's a big deal. Got sangria in a fucking mason jar, Travis.
Red wine, like a real person.
What's the difference? I'm not entirely sure what the difference is. I like what I like, Mandy. You know, I like what I like.
Drink more red wine straight, not diluted with a bunch of sugar and juice.
You're not even supposed to be talking yet. I haven't introduced you.
Oh, sorry.
Travis!
Are we on?
We're on, Travis. Everybody, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by Travis via Skype. Hi, Travis.
Hello, Week 3.
The show's off to a terrible start. I went and I got me a mason jar full of sangria. It's podcast month. Podcast month. Yay, podcast month.
Hooray, hashtag podcast month.
We're joined by our good friend Mandy Weaver of the Furnicast.
Mandrew Weaver.
Is that what it is when it's longer?
Little known fact, it's short for Mandrew.
Mandrew?
Yes, Mandrew Irene Weaver.
Travis, I believe the last time Mandy was on the show, she was all hopped up on Ambien.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Was she talking about, like, animals doing weird shit?
Last time Mandy was on the show, it got a little weird, Travis. So I'm hoping for a repeat of the weird is what I'm hoping for.
Oh, I've been thinking.
Guys, phone number, contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. We have been doing the show live now since 2012, every Monday night at 9, 8 Central.
Shows.
And we do have two co-hosts, Travis, that are late. Because they don't know what time the show starts, Travis. They don't know what time the show starts.
One, we expect to be late each and every week because we like to hear that doorbell and maybe a can of Coke open up, but the other one is kind of expected to be here at the beginning.
Well, see, because what happens is I make him come over here and we eat food first. Mm-hmm. But he had a reason why he couldn't be here to have food today, so of course he's going to be like 15 minutes late to the show. He probably had to like chew up his food like a baby bird and feed it to his wife, right? He had a baby bird feed stuff for his wife.
The stuffed crust of a stuffed crust pizza. He gently chews it up and spits it into her mouth.
Guys, I have an upset stomach. My daughter came home from school today with like a stomach thing, and I kind of feel like that. So if we could like not discuss Napier chewing up his food and spitting it into his wife's mouth, that'd be really great.
Well, he chews it for her, Travis. You know. Because chewing is difficult, and he wants to make things easy for her. So he chews it up, and then it's easier to digest.
Ugh.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mandy, let me ask you a question as a woman that lives in the Americas.
Yes, period. It's 24/7.
Mandy, are you tired of hearing about the Donald Trump?
So,
I mean, are you still of the camp of people who, like, want to be informed? I'm tired of being informed, Mandy. I don't want to be informed anymore. I'm done.
Okay, so I was thinking about this, actually. And I remember, like, when you were a kid, do you remember the news being the most boring thing you've ever seen in your entire life? You wanted to die watching it. It was just fucking boring. Your parents are sitting there like zombies, right? My kids are going to associate watching the news with screaming and cursing, their mother stomping around the house, this guy's a fucking idiot. You know, this is my life now. I can't watch the news without my blood pressure spiking. Yeah, I'm tired of his shit. I'm tired of his fucking awful orange face. I'm tired of his little puckered butthole mouth. Oh, God. I don't know how much longer I can make it.
Why your blood pressure is spiking? Because you're watching the news, and that's all fake.
The news is all fake, Mandy. You know, they're out to get me. You know, he has a thing on his website now that you can donate money to him to help him fight the media.
Oh, thank goodness. Because
Can they do that, Travis? I don't think they could do that. Can they do that?
To fight the media?
But see, right now what we're doing is we're feeding into what I'm trying to talk about here. And that is, I think that we just need, like, places that we can go where they're not going to talk about it. I don't think I can watch John Oliver anymore. Like, I love watching John Oliver every week, but I can't do it anymore because every week it's goddamn Trump. It's just the whole half hour is about Trump. And I'm like, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, I don't care. I just want to go, like, a couple hours and enjoy something without seeing that guy's fucking face all the time.
Ugh. It's a bad face, right?
It's a bad face, and I'd be sick of seeing anybody's face. That's all anybody talks about. They said that Stephen Colbert is getting higher ratings than Jimmy Fallon because he's ripping on Trump every week. I don't understand how that could be. How can people not be fatigued from all of this? Aren't you sick of the Trump all the time?
No, I don't actually pay attention to any of it.
What do you do? How do you avoid it?
I listen to J-pop music videos and watch anime. I don't give a fuck.
So is that what I need to do? I just need to switch to strictly anime?
Here's what you do. You know those people you're talking about? Stop watching them. You don't want to see Trump? They're talking about Trump? Watch something else. You know what's on? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Fucking Netflix.
Netflix, baby.
But things on Netflix have Trump in them. Everything has Trump in it. You can't get on your social medias without Trump, 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 Trump.
Nope, I've been watching DS9 on Netflix, haven't seen Trump once.
Just stop going to your actual timeline and just go to your at mentions and enjoy your social media from there.
Can you filter out him? It's not like I'm not doing it from like an anti-Trump place. I'm doing it from a fatigue from that being the only thing that we hear about every day.
You can use one of those third-party Twitter apps if you would like to do that, but you'd have to filter out so many different words to not see any of it.
Here's what you do. If you're on your social media and you see anything about Trump, what you do is you reply, why do any of you give a fuck? It doesn't matter if it's pro-Trump, anti-Trump, just type in there, why do any of you give a fuck? And eventually people will stop sharing.
Well, I mean, I understand. That's the thing is, like, I understand why people give a fuck. I mean, the guy does weird, crazy things that are probably newsworthy. I mean, we probably want to know what's going on with him. I want a safe space is what I want, Napier. I want a space where I can just go and not hear about it.
Safe spaces are what got Trump elected in the first place.
Fair enough.
I need a different word for it is what I need.
Mike, you're 30 plus years old. You can watch and listen to whatever you want to. If you don't want to listen to this shit, don't. Just go to the places that don't have him there. You don't want to hear about him. You don't want to see about him. There's plenty of places you can go.
Speaking of watching and listening to what I like, I do have my pick of the week.
I have my pick of the week, too.
Mike's pick of the week this week is the Missing Richard Simmons podcast. Guys.
Well, timely for podcast month.
Mandy, did you listen to Missing Richard Simmons as I recommended to you?
It was a fucking amazing.
It's enjoyable, right?
Oh my god, it's beyond enjoyable. It's a new obsession.
It's very well put together. The point of the podcast is this guy, he wants to know where Richard Simmons went. He Richard Simmons like taught a class way after he became like a multi-millionaire. For years and years and years, and he was very active in his community and on all walks of life. He's a very engaging person. And then, like in 2014, he just like dropped off the fucking face of the earth, and nobody's seen him. And people want to know where the fuck he went.
Did you not just like fall in love with Richard Simmons listening to that podcast?
I did, Mandy. I listened to it, and I was like, God, that guy's a fucking good guy. That Richard Simmons.
My best friend.
He's a good guy, and I want to know where he is now. Now I'm invested.
He's living off all that sweet, sweet deal-a-meal money.
They were talking about all the money that he's made, Travis, and they said that, you know, even after all the money he made, like, he could have just, like, went away, but he didn't. And, I mean, like, that guy's got so much goddamn money from those Sweatin' of the Oldies movies. They said that's like the best-selling videotape ever, that Sweatin' of the Oldies video.
Like, even after he had made, I mean, God knows how much that guy's worth. He had made over $100 million just off the deal-a-meal thing. That didn't even include all those fucking DVDs of Sweatin' of the Oldies.
Right, right. He was back in the videotape days. No, I'm sorry. You guys check out that podcast. It's very enjoyable. Benny said that he listened to it and then did a little research, and he was looking into the theories about where Richard Simmons went, and they said that they think that he's transitioning into a woman. There's also theories that he has like a real crazy housekeeper that's keeping him in the house and won't let him out.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of theories about where he went.
Is any theory that he just retired and he's done?
This is going to turn into like a Casey Kasem situation where we don't hear about him for years, and then all of a sudden he just shows up missing.
Hey guys, you remember me?
Yeah.
Oh my god, like, he was such a sweetie pie. He was calling, he was a 100 millionaire, and he was calling big fat ladies that he met on the steps of places in the middle of the night.
Right, right. He just calls hairdressers in Kentucky and is like, hey, you sticking to your weight loss plan? Jody B in the chat says, I've seen him on TV lately. No, he hasn't. He's lying. You haven't seen him since 2014. Unless it was a rerun, Jody. Haven't seen him. He disappeared. That Richard Simmons. He's gone.
Check his IMDb.
See what he's done lately?
Yeah.
He hadn't done nothing. He's hiding in his house.
Poor Richard. He's such a sweetie baby. I get my heart's broken for him. I cannot wait till the next episode. That's a new obsession.
Napier, how do North Koreans' names work?
I think they do the whole backwards to forwards thing.
So, like, your last name is really, like, your name?
Yeah, yeah. They do the thing.
I saw a whole bunch of Kim Jongs, and then everybody had a different last name. But is that their first name?
No, they don't do the same thing we do. We do Christian name first and given name second.
See, did you see the thing about the Kim Jong's half-brother got killed at the airport?
Yeah, I
saw that. Some gal, like, sprayed a chemical in his face.
Yeah, I heard it was a joke.
It wasn't a joke. He's dead.
Well, no, she thought it was a joke. Like, she
was wrong.
She thought it was like a hidden prank show, and they were like cameras around, and she thought, oh, this is going to be funny. I'm going to get him right in the face. Mustard gas.
That sounds like a plot for an amazing movie where they like recruit somebody to do the, hey, we're just going to get you in here, and you're going to, for our glorious leader, we're going to do his, like, his half brother, and you're going to make national news. It's going to be a great time.
They could do that in The Mechanic 3.
Yeah, your glorious leader is going to love it, but we're really going to frame you for his murder to start a political coup.
Do you remember when John McCain got glitter bombed all those times? What if some gay dude thought he was going to glitter bomb John McCain and it turned out to be TNT?
Anthrax?
Didn't we talk a long time ago about somebody that pocket sanded Hugh Jackman?
He got pocket sanded?
That's what you said.
Oh, God, I don't remember.
You said that Hugh Jackman got pocket sanded.
I don't remember this.
That you coined the phrase when you rip out a fistful of your pubes and throw them at somebody.
That's not pocket sand.
That's what you said, that it was a pocket sand.
No, pocket sand is like sand that's in your pocket, like shit that builds up over
there. Fuck you, Napier. Pocket sand is ripping out your pubes and throwing it in somebody's face. I know my Napierism's better than Napier, apparently.
Wait, you, that sand became pubes.
Pocket sand is a phrase from King of the Hill where Dale, like, put his hand in his pocket and threw it at a security guard and yelled, pocket sand. That's why I made the reference when a dude ripped out his pubes, threw him at Hugh Jackman to blind him.
Mike, this is a note to you. Edit right here in when Napier was talking about pocket sand. And he said that it was when you ripped out pubes and threw it in somebody's face. Just for the podcast listeners, Mike, listen. Listen, I know you're listening right now. Put that clip right here, Mike.
So throwing pubes is going overboard?
I think so. I think that's the line.
Who would you throw
pubes at? So if you were ever thinking to yourself, how far can I go with Hugh Jackman? Apparently he draws the line
at
shaving off your pubes and throwing them at him.
Who would you throw your pubes at?
I don't know.
Keira Knightley? No?
No.
Not Keira Knightley? Really?
I don't think I'd throw my pubes at anybody. I think I'd just throw them in the trash. Because
what if you didn't like somebody? Would you throw your pubes at him? Like, if you said, oh, fuck this dude, I'm going to hit him with my pubes in his eyes.
What do you do?
I'm kind of a fan of the Kate Upton.
You got pubes on me.
No, this is what you do. You dig your hands down your pants real quick and then just rip a whole bunch of them out, throw them at him with, like, pocket sand and get them right in the eyes.
Pocket sand?
Pocket sand.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know who has enough pubes to have a full... You can grab a full handful of pubes and rip them out.
People that don't shave their pubes?
I know what I'm saying. That's not... I mean, that's a lot of pube. That's like this... Like, in the 70s, you had pocket sand pubes.
You know, you guys...
Full groin bush is making a comeback.
February is podcast month, and we're all very excited about podcast month. It's a big deal around here. But March is also a month that we get very excited about around here.
Why?
Travis, do you know what March is?
One of our favorite months.
March is stunt month, Travis.
That's right.
And, you know, our resident stunt expert, Drunk, he's not here yet, but we do have some surprises in store for him, all of which I haven't thought of yet, but they're going to be good.
Excellent.
Going to be good. So, Travis, you got your identity stolen this week, you said?
Oh, yes. It's slightly embarrassing, but... went to make a purchase. It was Valentine's Day on Tuesday.
Gonna go get some chocolates?
I went to buy my wife a card, but mostly I went to buy my children a Blu-ray movie of Secret Life of Pets, and we were going to go to Papa Murphy's Take and Bake, and we were going to eat that pizza in the living room and watch a movie on a school night, which they typically don't get to do. And when I went to swipe that card, when I went to buy a movie, I got declined, and I said nay, and I tried it again, and it got declined, so I swiped a credit card, but still said nay.
Oh, boy.
I pulled up my bank account on my phone, and sure enough, there was plenty of money to cover that purchase in there. Got denied at a second store when I tried to buy dog food, and then come to find out the next day when I called my bank, they said, you need to call your debit card company. They flagged some purchases and need you to authorize them. And I called them up, and they said, yep, let's take a look at this. And they said, well, here's a purchase from Walmart, and that is where I was purchasing said movie. So I was like, you sons of... And then they said it was in Pensacola, Florida for $900.
That's a good movie.
How much was it for?
$900.
Well, what do you buy at Walmart for $900? You probably go...
Television.
What?
A television?
Oh, yeah, probably like a television, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so that they stopped it, and then they said, how about this one? Pensacola, Florida at a Waffle House. I said, nope, also not mine. And they said,
did they do the TV first or the Waffle House first?
They did.
Very important.
They did do the big Walmart $900 purchase first, and then they followed it up Waffle House.
So they did actually get, like, it said accepted, and they took their product.
No, they blocked it.
Oh, good.
They blocked it immediately, and they said, "Hey, we blocked it. None of the charges got authorized, so they didn't get any of your money."
So, but did they get the TV?
No, because they blocked.
Oh, see, because I hear that the credit card companies, they don't actually have any way of doing any of that, and so, like, they just credit it back to you and take the hit.
Oh, they declined it because the first time I had my identity stolen, the money actually was debited out of my bank account, and the people who had jacked my card number made a trip from the northern tip of Illinois to the southern tip of Illinois, hitting as many Walgreens as they could for between $200 and $400 before it got flagged. But that actually did show up in my
going
bank
on
account.
A Walgreens spree, boys.
Well, you know what they're there for? They're there for the pseudoephedrines to make the meth.
Right. So all the way up and down the state, and they did it within the hands, you know, with it like in 8 hours or something, and then they gave it up. The next day, they did try to buy paint in Alaska, though. So.
Wow. So your shit gets passed around on the reg, huh?
It's like the third time.
Like, do you think that you just ruined the most romantic redneck Valentine's Day ever?
That's a TV and a Waffle House date.
Yeah. They obviously
go to the Waffle House and you fucked it all up.
Got to eat at the Waffle House, though, at least. They at least got a meal out of it because, you know, they obviously ate and then got a check and then tried to pay and they said, nope, this you can't pay with this.
So then they just went home and watched Deadpool on their 32-inch Sanyo and called it a night, I guess.
I said, well, that's a bust. Move on to the next card that we stole.
So in the chat, Fredo in Dallas says that he's a Target guy. He's not a Walmart guy.
I'm a Target guy, too.
So I guess you can
have a Target.
You could cross him off the list of people trying to steal the Travis Hulse identity.
Thanks.
There was another Target guy in the news this week. Did you guys see the fella who had the Target scheme?
Is that the guy that wanted to make all the money from Target stocks and had an ingenious plan on how to make the stock go up?
Yeah, he put in bomb threats.
No, he made 10 bombs.
Yeah.
And he found a guy. I don't know how you find this guy. I guess you put in a Craigslist ad looking for man interested in bombing targets. M4M. How do you find a guy that you entrust with this project? Why don't you just do it yourself? Why would you entrust? I guess if he had done it himself, he probably would have got away with it. Because this guy that he entrusted with the bomb thing ratted on him. He offered the guy $10,000 to drive up the East Coast planting bombs in targets. And then when people started being afraid to go to targets, he was going to buy a bunch of stock and wait. Because eventually, target stock's going back to normal, Napier, once the bomb scare is over. And that's when he cashes out.
You're supposed to buy low and sell high, not buy while you're high and plant bombs all over the place.
See, good help's hard to find.
Yeah, so that guy I found to be quite humorous because he was. I got a good joke here, Nippy. You ready?
Wait. Like, make sure I take a drink.
Okay, you ready, Travis? Are you gonna do a spit take?
I don't want to do a spit take. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me know when you've swallowed. I don't want you to get water all over everything on my good joke.
Okay, cool. Tell
you ready?
Before it's time to swallow.
Yep.
He I'm was ready. Targeting Target.
Okay, now tell the joke.
Are you saying his plan fell a little off target?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Guys, the show's over. It's canceled. We're done.
It went off the rails too early and nothing's rebounding it. Happy podcast month. Talk to you next week, guys.
Guys, I'll tell you what is going to happen now. We're going to take a little break. We will be back in just a few minutes. We have one of our favorite people here. Mandy from the Furnacast is here, guys.
Hey.
New episodes of the Furnacast hopefully coming soon.
Oh, God. It would be nice.
Fourth quarter 2017.
So, I missed it.
We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for hanging out. All of you chat people, you're doing a great job. I think you're all very handsome. We'll be back.
Rolling Stone call. I said, fuck you. I got to talk to Will Barrow for this.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
A lot has transpired, so pay attention. Two first-round selections finished with WFOD's Lego Batman and the Rocktown podcast John Wick 2, both coming in with strong numbers. WFOD's fourth-rounder 50 Shades Darker also finished its run with great money, but a Metacritic that really did it no favors. John Wick 2 has already outgrossed the first one, I guess filling theaters with people who have recently watched the original on HBO and looked deep within themselves to determine how much they truly love headshots. Lego Batman put up 74, John Wick put up 44, and the softcore fuck movie put up 29. We'll have details for Passersby's Fist Fight next week, but with a 37% Metacritic, it probably won't be good news. Richard Roper gave it a 0. A fucking 0, dude.
The moon was shining on the lake at night. Your Denny's t-shirt fit the scene just right. With smeared mascara, I looked into your eyes. I saw a some restaurants. You didn't like salad or stupid vegetables. Your favorite diner, they let you eat breakfast all day with me.
Then the conversation stopped because I had a great idea. I was next to you and you were right there next to me. Then I said, girl,
if you're wondering if I like pancakes, I like pancakes, get me some butter, cause I ain't got all night. The rest of the summer was the best we ever had. We ate a bunch of pancakes and that sure made us so glad. I took you to Best Buy, they said sorry we don't have any pancakes. I don't eat meat. I love them so much. I ate about 15. Your dad was silent. He sat and licked syrup off of his plate.
Then the conversation stopped and I looked down at my plate. Your folks were drinking syrup and you were right there next to me. And I said,
girl, if you're wondering if I like pancakes, I like pancakes, I swear it's true. Bring syrup, my favorite goo.
Conversation stopped, and we're facing empty plates. I'll be next to you, and you'll be right there next to me. Then I said,
girl, if you're wondering if I like pancakes, I like pancakes, I swear it's true. Thanks, you're my favorite goo.
Peppa.
This is your DJ Godfather Grandmaster Flash.
Hey, this is Janet.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hello, this is Whitney Houston.
I'm in the mix with
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, yeah, yeah. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling,
70 cents on the dollar,
that could only mean one thing.
The ladies do?
Yeah, ladies, they can't, like, got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I've been left out. So you got me down, you got me stressed out. Ever since I left the city,
why would you? You don't know. You need one sports bra, right?
No,
it's made for sports.
No, like if
it holds them, it holds them.
No, if you have B cups, one holds them. If you have C cups, two holds them. If you have D cups,
why don't they just make it extra strong? For
they don't do that.
The big boobs.
No, you got to double up or triple up. You can't just have like one sport bra. One sport.
What's
bra.
What's going on in the chat, Travis? What is all of that stuff? What are we talking about? What is all this? What is going on? Explain it to me, Travis. Explain it to me like I'm five.
Well, we talked about a Waffle House, so then they looked at some different Waffle Houses, and I had mentioned something about a place called Smut and Eggs that used to be in Madison, where they played porn on TVs while you ate your omelet, your Denver omelet.
Porn and eggs? That's a real place? Yeah.
Smut and Eggs.
Smut and Eggs.
People talked about that for a second. Then you said eggs? Nope. And then it said, I want my eggs unfertilized. And then Mandy said something about sports bras, and then Napier one-upped her. So then I said I wear five sports bras because he said four.
Because she's a heavy-chested gal.
Yep, and then somebody in the chat said, nope, they wear 10 sports bras to one-up me, one-upping Napier. And then I said, I got to get the fuck out of here.
So we're caught up. We're caught up on the sports bra and the eggs and all of that.
What do you do for
this,
your
this
eggs?
This Smut and Eggs, it sounds like an interesting location. Do you have to, like, get carded on the way in?
Yeah, I would imagine. I never made it there.
You know, there's a local topless bar establishment that's been advertising on the radio, and they've rebranded. They used to be the Hustler Club, but they've recently changed their name to the Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget, Illinois, Travis.
What a great place Sauget is.
And the Country Rock Cabaret's commercials seem to be directed at discouraging a certain clientele from coming to their establishment. And it becomes more and more evident as each commercial comes, because I don't think their plan is working. Now, first of all, they changed the name of the club from the Hustler Club to the Country Rock Cabaret. Now, when you say Country Rock Cabaret, in your head, you're already thinking, oh, well, this is going to have a bunch of white guys there, right? I mean, they're going to go there. They're going to see the country western, the cowboy hats.
Or hipsters.
And they're going to listen to their Breaking Benjamin. And they're not going to be bothered with all the Nellies and the MC Hammers and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So the first one was talking about the music. They're saying, guys, we've rebranded. We're no longer the Hustler Club. We're going to the Country Rock Cabaret. You're not going to hear any of that rap music or R&B here. We're sticking to country and rock.
No more Belle Biv DeVoe.
So that commercial aired for a couple of weeks, and I swear this is real. This isn't a bit. This is going on right now. The second commercial was talking about how you should always stand up for the national anthem.
Really?
Ugh, God.
So, yes. I mean, like, what are they doing, Napier? What are they trying to do?
Obviously, you salute the flag when you come in.
Why is a titty joint putting out commercials about how you should stand up for the national anthem?
If you don't like it, you get the fuck out of this country.
At the Country Rock Cabaret, there's two things we believe.
One is you should stand up for the national anthem, and two is we love titties. So the third one, Travis, the third one that's been airing this past week that I've heard on the radio as I've been driving into work is all about how they support the police and that all police and firefighters can get in for free.
Is that a everyday occurrence or do they have a Blue Lives Matter night?
Travis, what do you think they're doing? Do you think that there's a certain clientele that maybe they're trying to get to not come to their club anymore?
They're trying to make a titty joint great again.
You think it's all it's part of their plan? Do you think they have a message drunk that they're trying to send?
White power, Trump nation.
Is there New sign, America? Is their sign all red?
Here, Pussies R Us, we love the cops. We'll rub our pussies in your face for free.
At the Country Rock Cabaret, you can come in and ask directions anytime, and it'll be the same answer, back the way you came.
Fredo in Dallas says that one of the strippers' name is National Anthem.
Mm-hmm. And she only wears an American flag bottom.
Oh, no, she wouldn't disrespect the flag like that by putting it around her cooter.
She wraps it in there to keep it safe. America first.
Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitter is here. Drunk's biggest month is coming up, Drunk. You know, Stunt Month. Next month, buddy. Excited?
I am very excited.
This showing up at 8:40 shit ain't going to fly during Stunt Month.
Sorry, buddy. It's a holiday.
Is it a holiday?
Today is a holiday.
What holiday is today?
President's Day.
Guys, is it President's Day?
Yes.
Holy shit. Do we have any President's Day material?
Mattress sales.
Save 30%
sales,
off.
You know.
Yeah, furniture sales. It's not just mattresses.
Did you want to get your replacement debit card in the mail today? Too fucking bad. Post office ain't open.
You know, last Tuesday was the Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my lady, we bought tickets to go see that BDSM fuck movie.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do on Valentine's Day, right? Now you make an appointment to go to the movie, and you see that movie with the spanking gal.
Oh, 30 Shades of Gay.
She likes to get spanked, and he blindfolds her and stuff.
And you know, they play that movie, popped up on the movie channels a bunch of times, and I never watched the whole thing, but anytime you turned that movie on, there was no fucking going on. It was just that dude looking at Don Johnson's daughter's boobs once in a while.
Like, Don Johnson's daughter is not really all that hot, and so, like... When you go there, you're looking for, you know, an erotic experience, and the whole time I'm going, what does he give a shit about this gal for?
Because she likes to be slap-fucked, Mike.
Plain old gal. No, she doesn't like to get slap-fucked. I think that's what it is like he wants to slap-fuck her, and she doesn't want to get slap-fucked, and so, like, it's way hotter that she doesn't want it.
Well, and that's the point, because she's an every woman. Like, she's not some supermodel movie star. She's just, like, a gal. And that way, all of these housewives are able to put themselves in her position.
But
like,
the second movie, Travis...
They're going to meet a billionaire doctor and get slapped on the ass.
There
you know?
Was, like, a lot of fuck scenes in it. But the fuck scenes just kind of, like, were sporadically tossed about and didn't really, like... serve the plot. There was no real like story. It was just kind of like you lived to. By the way, the movie's like 2 hours and 20 minutes long. The movie's way too long.
That's insufferable.
But like you're just kind of like living with these people with like a weird kink for 2.5 hours, and like that's really just kind of. I mean, like. Nothing happens in the movie.
So what do you give it? Like a 2.5 dicks?
I give it no dicks.
No dicks, huh?
I mean, like...
Why didn't you at one point, Mike, why didn't you just tell your lady, hey, I have to use the facilities real quick, be right back, and then slip into John Wick 2 and just ride it out there?
But I mean, like, people just kind of interact with each other for 2 hours and 20 minutes, and I mean, like, occasionally they fuck, but, I mean, like, you'd think that a movie that was, you know, this so-called erotic romp would at least be, like, kind of, like hot. I don't see how I could not enjoy a movie where people fuck through the whole thing. But like the whole time, I was bored out of my goddamn mind.
If it doesn't star Shannon Tweed, it's no good.
Have you ever considered that maybe the movie isn't for you? Like, did you look around the audience and see?
No, yeah, it wasn't for me. But I've also noticed that, you know, it seems like every couple of years we get one of these movies where, like, all the horny gals go see. You know, like these and the Magic Mikes and stuff. And they do really good business. So why are they not making more of them? Doesn't it seem like we should be making horny older lady fuck movies more?
No, you
like do like a Harry Potter series where they put one out like every year.
Yeah, like why is there not more horny fuck lady movies, Travis?
Trying to do with the 50 Shades movies? Like there's gonna be a third one. There's three books.
Yeah, yeah.
But more books.
Why is there not erotic movies coming out all the time now? It seemed like the Magic Mikes, they made a lot of money. The 50 Shades movies made a lot of money. Why are horny gals not going to the movies more often? It seems like they're not being catered to when it's been proven that there's a market for them.
There's not that many horny gals. There's a lot, you know, I'll tell you what there is a lot of. There's a lot of gals who are married to horny dudes. And they're like, no, what I need is less horny, not more.
Yeah, dude, ladies have a longer reset period than dudes. So you can have like a year or two in between horny gal movies.
They got to work on getting back up to it.
Horny.
It's like a moon cycle.
Yeah, that just means that those horny ladies, guys at home, are only being pleasured every 2 years.
Yeah, they're like, on the guys are the ones looking forward to the movie. The girls are like, oh, fuck.
No, I was not looking forward to this movie, Mandy. I haven't been looking forward to any of these movies. They're awful movies. They're just the bad movie. Like, the gal, she was wearing all this lingerie stuff, and the guy was just ogling her, like, you know, staying quiet in the back, and she turns around and says, are you just going to stare at me? And he goes, yeah, I'm just going to stare at you. And I was like, why?
Her body, I just Googled her nude, and I don't like it.
It's not good.
It's fine.
It's not good.
Guys, it's fine.
Travis, okay.
The movie's a fuck movie. It's not fine.
It's Travis, not a fuck movie. It's about a normal gal.
If you saw Melanie Griffith's daughter like at Target, you'd probably give her a second glance, sure.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about, Travis. Yeah, we're talking about a multi-million-dollar fuck movie.
But that's what I'm saying. It's so normal ladies can put themselves... Look, hey, look at this gal. She's a normal-looking gal. I maybe will find this situation for myself. It's not for us. It's not for the normal-looking ladies.
Yeah, Mike, just accept the fact that not every movie is for you, and then just don't see it.
Why isn't it, though, Napier?
Because some people have their own movies, like any of the Tyler Perry ones. How often have you gone into those?
Ever? Ooh, Madea porn.
Napier, the question I have is, like, why are people trying so hard to make the country rock cabaret not for everyone?
Mike, it is for
everyone. Why couldn't there be a variety of music to you know, create a multicultural environment that we can all enjoy titties together?
Well, Mike,
and like good titties, like good fake big weird titties.
So you saying the black people don't like Darius Rucker and whatnot?
Is that
what you're trying to say to me,
Mike? I bet they cut their grass to it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You know, Mike, there's a stereotype, and it's relatively true. If I wanted to make sure that my servers were getting tipped properly, you know what I would do? I would have atheist night at my diner just to let people know that, you know, on Sunday when you're coming in from church and, you know, you give everybody like a blessing instead of $5, maybe don't come in.
So I got off on a little bit of a tangent. I was in the middle of telling a story. So bought the tickets to the BDSM fuck movie, right?
Yeah, how'd it go?
But I bought them early because it was not only was it Valentine's Day, but it was also $5 Tuesdays. So, I mean, like, those tickets were going to sell out. You know what I'm saying? That and I was already there watching Lego Batman earlier in the day, you know, preparing for my evening with the gal. But, you know, while I was there, I bought the tickets. By the way, Lego Batman, an enjoyable ride, that Lego Batman. You know, take the kids.
at the Lego Batman. And I'll tell you, something weird's happening to me, Mandy. Something weird's happening to me because I was sitting directly next to, like, a father and his young son. And, like, the young son talked throughout the movie. But instead of being annoyed by it, I kind of thought it was kind of cute. And I don't know what that means. Like, I should have been really annoyed.
Your biological clock is ticking.
You think that's what it is, Travis? My clock's ticking?
I do.
I'm getting off on a tangent here. I wanted to tell you guys my Valentine's Day story. So,
you're younger than me. I think you need a baby.
There is like a turning point in your life where children talking during movies starts off as the most irritating goddamn thing you can ever hear, and you're wondering why you saw this movie for children by yourself.
Right, right, just... yeah. But this and whole then, time I'm watching this kid, this is probably, you know, his first movie. I'm going,
he's excited as shit.
This is really so exciting that this kid is getting to experience Lego Batman. This is probably a big deal for him. This is cool.
Did the kid make a good point?
When we saw
saying
Sing,
stupid shit, he was like 7. He's a fucking dumbass kid.
The movie Sing, there was like a kid could have been 3 or 4 years old. He was probably about 4 rows up from us, and he didn't do it often, but he would when they would start singing a song, he'd like pop up on his chair and like start clapping, and it was pretty great. I mean, to watch this kid so excited that they were about to sing a song.
Michelle's saying my girl needs to start pumping out some babies.
Well, don't you have to do that first? And then
I don't think I need like a bunch of babies. Maybe just like one baby. Like one baby that I can just like manage, and you know, I don't have to like buy a bigger house. I don't want to give up my DVD room. I have a whole room full of DVDs. I'm not getting rid of my DVDs so some damn
kid has. Yeah, I got
2
kids. I still got a comic book room, Mike. Yeah, we're good.
Fuck that.
No, when Kyle was like 31 or 32, he told me, "We need to have a baby. My biological clock is ticking."
Did he go see Lego Batman?
We had Daisy.
Well, Mike, if it makes you feel any better, she can't get pregnant twice.
See, I just worry that I'll become Mandy and like post a picture of my baby on Facebook about every 18 minutes.
You'll do that with the first one, and then by the time the second one pops out, you won't give a shit.
Jody in the chat says, "Mike, I'm a year and a half in. I'm so tired, bro." Guys, I was telling my Valentine's Day story. So
my boob is not in a baby's mouth. So, don't tell me tired. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
So much shouting.
So we're getting in the car. We're going to see the BDSM fuck movie, right? And we drive up. We're leaving the neighborhood, and we see a bunch of police sirens up our lights up ahead. And we're like, "Whoa, what's going on up here?" Get a little bit closer, and there's a police line do not cross thing crossing the street. So I stopped at the police line, and I kind of waited a minute, and I was like, I don't think anybody's like going to come over and talk to us. I don't know what this is, but you know, we could take the other way out. So I turned around. We drove around a little bit to take the other way out. And they had a police line do not cross there too, but there was a cop at that one. So, I mean, I got out of the car and I walked up to the cop car just to kind of say like, you know, "Hey man, these are like the only two ways out of my neighborhood. Like, how do I get out of my neighborhood?" And like the cop got out of the car and started yelling at me to get back in my car, which I mean, like, why, Travis, why is it that, like, whenever you see a cop, like, you don't think, like, "Oh, thank God, I'm safe," you know? I mean, like, it's obvious that I wasn't getting out of the car to, like, come over and, like, you know, kick out one of her headlights. I want to know, like, you know, why the street's blocked off and, like, when I can expect to leave.
Maybe she was doing it because there was an emergency and it was better that you stay in your car and not outside of your car.
Well, then say that.
That's what she did.
No, she didn't.
She said, "Get back in your car."
She didn't explain anything. She said, "Sir, get back in your car."
When a cop tells you to get back in your car,
I understand that. I understand.
They're not there to argue with you.
I understand that it's not an argument, but maybe give me a goddamn idea of like what we're doing.
If she's excited, assume there's an emergency.
I just want to know what we're doing.
It doesn't matter what. Get back in the fucking car.
So I got back in the fucking car. Back up.
I drive around in the neighborhood, try to find another way out. There's not another way out. I end up back at the other police line. And the other, there was a cop there at that time. And he was actually, like, not an uncooperative piece of shit. He just kind of said, dude, somebody got shot. We're probably going to have this blocked off for another hour. I'm going to drive around and find another way out. I think I know another way out. Follow me. So I drive around with this guy. He does know another way out. I get out of the neighborhood. I drive around. We get to the BDSM fuck movie. We watch it. But, you know, the whole time we're thinking, oh, somebody got shot in my neighborhood. This is weird. You know, how do we find out more information about this?
Isn't that weird for here?
Well, I mean, my street isn't blocked off every day by cops, and there isn't shootings going on. No, I mean, I hear gunshots sometimes. I don't hear about people getting shot. I assume people probably do get shot, but I don't hear about it. So this one I heard about, wanted to know what happened.
What happened?
So days go by. Nothing was on the news. I don't know what happened, but I get a postcard in the mail. Inexplicably, this is a weird thing. I get a postcard in the mail. Like, they have this new thing. It's like a neighborhood-specific social media site. It's called, like, Nextdoor.
Killer.
And so I sign up for Nextdoor, and there's, like, tons of posts about, hey, what happened, you know, at this intersection? You know, why was it blocked off? Because apparently a lot of people wanted to go do something on Valentine's Day evening, you know? And somebody said, oh, a 12-year-old saw another 12-year-old he didn't like and tried to pull a gun out of his waistband to shoot the other 12-year-old, but accidentally fired the gun and shot himself in the dick. So that's what the shooting was, is this guy shot himself in the dick.
He plexigo burst himself.
Why does that take an hour to investigate?
Yeah, exactly. Why did you have to block off the whole neighborhood for a 12-year-old shooting his dick off?
Well, I guess they had to provide medical assistance to him. I didn't see medical assistance, though. I just saw police. I guess they were interviewing the other 12-year-olds that were around. But, I mean, a 12-year-old, how old is that? That's like a 8, 9, 10, 11, is that like a 6th or 7th grader?
Yes.
5th or 6th grader.
So, I mean, I guess the 6th graders are armed in our neighborhood now, which is, it makes it, I mean, it would be one thing if it was like a, you know, a teenager or something. This is like a,
yeah, you expect those horny teenage boys that are confused to be shooting at each other, but the
sixth graders trying to shoot another, yeah, sixth grader. So like, you know, they're like, all the kids out playing basketball now, I just assume, are armed now. Travis, what do I do?
Move.
It's time, like, to move.
I guess it's time to go to Napier's hood.
Like, the whole neighborhood is
cross
stuck
that river.
Shooting his dick off. Like, what if, like, they knock on your door, like, have you seen a dick around here anywhere?
You think he, like, shot his dick off and they were, like, walking around with flashlights looking for the guy's dick? And that's why I couldn't drive through there?
Like, did he shake it out of his pants? Because, I mean, where's it going to go?
It's a black dick.
Yeah, it's harder to see at night, right?
Why are you assuming it's black?
Oh, Travis, we're the only white people in this neighborhood. It was black.
You're not the only white people.
There is nobody in this neighborhood who's going to the country rock cabaret. Let's just say that.
No, I see a mixed couple that walk, like, as we come in just about every other time. We see them, like, walking around holding hands. They're
a,
like,
mixed couple?
It's an older black gentleman, okay, older white lady.
I don't know. Is it okay to say, Travis?
I'm uncomfortable with all of this.
They're mixed couples. It's a white chick and a black dude, and they hold hands and they
Napier, I've never noticed the mixed couple because I don't see color.
Yeah, I do, because I can only see half of one of them.
It was just a white lady walking around by herself.
Drunk, how do North Korean names work?
Byung Jung. Byung Jung.
Oh, boy, this is not good. This is just driving right off the goddamn median, isn't it, Travis?
No, I'm Why didn't you ask me? Because I know.
Who's flying this plane? Harrison Ford?
With a black penis.
Do you remember when I mispronounced Kim Jong-il's name and I called him Kim Jong-2?
I do remember.
That's funny. Kim Jong-2, you guys.
That's old school.
I'm glad nobody listens to this program.
So what else we got, Napier? You got things? You got stuff you want to talk about? You got a pick of the week?
Yes, I do.
What's your pick of the week? You know, Travis Napier, drunk. Guys, next month is Stunt Month.
Stunt Month.
We're all very excited about
bum,
that.
Bum, bum, bum.
My pick for this week is the Netflix original movie, Girlfriend's Day. It's got Bob Odenkirk in it, and it's awesome.
What is it about?
Bob Odenkirk works for a greeting card company. And there's a new holiday, and so there's like this massive conspiracy around making a new like signature greeting card for Girlfriend's Day.
So Girlfriend's Day is a specific day.
Yeah, and he's got to write like holiday cards for Girlfriend's Day, and there's like a conspiracy.
Why? What's the difference between Girlfriend's Day and like Valentine's Day?
No. This is a new day. Valentine's Day is for dudes and ladies. This is just for girlfriends.
So like if they become your wife, then they don't celebrate Girlfriend's Day?
They're not your girlfriend.
No, that's stupid.
If you're the wife and you don't have babies, you don't get nothing. There's no Girlfriend's Day. And
no.
Mother's Day don't count.
No. No, that's stupid. You can't do that.
Why can't you?
I'm not for it. And you know what? Fuck greeting cards too while we're on it. Like, greeting cards are pretty fucking stupid, right? I mean, like, you're going and you're buying a piece of cardboard that somebody else wrote something heartfelt on. You didn't write that. You probably don't even mean it. It's bullshit. Like, write somebody an email. You can tell them how you really feel. Or fuck off. You need to buy them a present. Greeting cards are stupid. No more greeting cards. No Girlfriend's Day. No.
One of my favorite things that exists is every time a holiday pops up, my daughter, who I butt heads with, she's almost 8, but is like one of the most caring people that I know. So we'll wake up and unsolicited, she will have made us each individual greeting cards that she had drawn pictures on and wrote nice messages and stuff. So I'm all about greeting cards as long as they're homemade, because nothing makes me happier and makes it okay that I have to get up and live a soul-sucking work day. It's okay when my daughter hands me a card that was personalized to me that she drew pictures on for a holiday. Pretty great.
That's the gayest thing anybody's ever said on this show.
Mike is not quite ready for the kids yet.
And all it is like ice clinking in a glass.
Mike should be that really cool uncle that the parents drop him off at, like for a weekend when they want to get the fuck away from their kids. But he doesn't actually like spend that much time with them so that they can annoy him daily.
Well, yeah, a weird story with me.
Oh, well.
Excellent.
Mandy's weird news segment.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
A Florida woman was arrested last night after she pelted a cop with a wet used tampon, which a police report characterized as a deadly weapon. According to cops, Takora Fields, 28, was involved in a brawl Monday night.
Did you say her name was Takora?
Her name was Takora.
Huh.
And she was involved in a brawl Monday night in St. Petersburg, where she resides. As Officer Andre Sousa investigated the fight, Fields told the St. Petersburg cop to suck her pussy, adding that, "I'll hit you with my tampon, you bitch." The tampon, Fields noted, was destined for the patrolman's mouth. After issuing those threats, Fields was then seen with both her hands in her genital area with her pants open. She was then observed throwing a wet white paper object at Sousa. The tampon struck the officer's left shoulder. After flinging the tampon, Fields sought to flee into a nearby residence, but she was apprehended following a successful taser deployment.
You know what they call throwing a used tampon at somebody? Pocket sand.
No, that's pubes. The crime was in the criminal complaint. It notes it was use of a deadly weapon. Deadly. If someone a used tampon at you, you will die.
So I mean, gross. Yes.
What if she had AIDS?
In poor taste, sure.
Would you rather
deadly, right?
Having a used tampon at you.
Blood is a biological hazard. Depending on what they could have, yeah.
I guess you could worry that it was a deadly weapon. I guess if you have the fear in your heart that, like, oh man, if I get this blood in my mouth or something, I could die because, like, I don't know what's in it. Then I guess, could you call it a deadly weapon because of that?
Mike, have you ever been punched so hard you thought you could get AIDS? No, probably not.
If I paid like a hobo to like fuck you in the ass while you're sleeping,
yeah.
I mean, you're gonna go get an AIDS test, right? You got fucked in the ass by a hobo, right? You want to know that you didn't get anything, right?
Yeah.
I would say the same would go for getting a used tampon thrown in your mouth. So, like, you're probably gonna want to go get tested. And so, like, in that time, you have the fear in your heart. Oh shit. If somebody tells you that there's a chance you have AIDS, like, in your head, you have AIDS, right?
Probably.
Up until they tell you you don't have AIDS, in your head, you're thinking, fuck, I probably have AIDS.
Have you ever been punched so hard you had to take a gonorrhea test?
No.
No? Then I guess that's a little bit less worse than, you know, getting hit with a tampon.
Of course, there's different degrees of deadly weapons, Napier. I mean, like, I could probably kill you with a spork, like, if I had a whole lot of time and, like, you weren't fighting back. I mean, eventually I could probably find a way to make you die with a spork.
And how much AIDS would I get from that?
Like, and I would probably be accused of murder. Nobody would say, oh, well, I mean, a spork isn't a deadly weapon, so that murder doesn't count.
What if somebody injected you with AIDS-filled blood?
Yeah, then that would be a deadly weapon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Before they can determine if a tampon is a deadly weapon, they have to have it tested. That's the law.
But in your heart, Mandy, in your heart, when you don't know, you thinking, oh, God, I got AIDS, right? Why else would this gal be throwing tampons at me? Why would she do it?
Why would your first instinct when you get very, very angry be to rip your tampon out of your body and hurl it at someone?
Like a spork, like, you could jam it in somebody's ear real far, right? And I mean, eventually, like, it would hit something vital, right?
You know, Mike, you know what this whole thing is? A freedom of speech issue.
I speak with my tampon.
Police brutality, tampon.
And see, Mandy, to bring it all home, did this tampon story, I feel like it's a story that like we would have seen in the news had the news not been so dominated by Donald Trump all the time. Like, why are we not hearing about this Target guy all the time? Why is the Target guy not the main story on every news? That Target guy is great.
Because he's not very attractive.
It's when the real news, the regular news that involves the president, becomes weird as fuck, then the weird news gets shoved to the very back. Like, there's no time for weird news when the president is the weirdest news of all. Right?
She's got a point. And he's doing it in front of cameras.
He's orange, for Christ's sake.
Fredo quoted the Mitch Hedberg line, call up one of your friends and ask them if they know anybody with AIDS. And if they say no, then you know you don't have AIDS because they know you.
That's
the roundabout AIDS test.
I like it.
Drunk, do you have anything you want the people to know about before we call this a ball game?
So I don't have a pick of the week, but I would like to say this. Mandy, oh God, thanks for coming on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks show. We appreciate you
bringing out the old Wolverine voice.
Mm-hmm.
Been a while since we heard that one.
Queen, that's not Wolverine. That's a rapist.
See, drunk's characters, Mandy. They
but Mandy.
My skin is crawling.
See, Mandy, the drunk characters, they really all just kind of blend together into like one like really rapey sound. He kind of sounds like Daryl Dixon. Like if you really think about it, he kind of does like a rapey Daryl Dixon. But he says it's his Wolverine voice, but it's not very Wolverine.
I think it was my Daryl Dixon voice when we did it too.
Multiple rapes.
First one's so good, you come back for seconds.
Napier, do you have anything going on in your life that you wanna confess to everyone?
I intend to make steak udon noodles on Wednesday.
Yum. Steak udon noodles?
Yeah.
You got that Blue Apron or something?
No, no, no. I got. I went to the Asian market. And have you ever been to the Asian part of town?
An Olive?
Yeah, an Olive. Yeah. Yeah, this place where when you go into it, this Asian market, it smells like...
Like dead fish.
Yeah, but when
and
you...
sour milk, yes, that's exactly
But when you go to the fish part, like where the fish are, it doesn't smell like fish.
Yeah.
I don't know how the front of the store smells like dead fish. The back of the store, where the fish live, does not smell like fish. I don't understand it. But either way, I bought me a shit ton of frozen udon noodles from Japan, and the wife got a steak. And I'm going to make me some udon noodles, and I'm going to use that spicy gochujang sauce on there and maybe some sriracha and make udon noodles.
Travis, the show's over. Are you happy about that? Do you feel good about it?
I'm happy that it's over.
Do you have anything you want the people to know about?
I'm excited for the show to be over.
The show being over is your pick of the week?
Of this week, that's exactly right.
I would like to tell you about the recipes that were on the packages for the udon noodles.
Mandy, do you have anything else you want the people to know about? Like any...
Napier, write it up for the website.
Oh.
Let's get out of this.
Udon noodles drunk.
Yeah, there were recipes on there. I could tell they were recipes because they had like weights and measurements and shit on there, but I couldn't tell what the fuck they were. Because
all right, quit cutting off our guests. She had something to say.
Yeah, Mandy was going to tell us her pick of the week.
Mike, you interrupted her first.
No, about recipes.
I was going to ask Napier if it was like...
If you ask him anything about fucking udon noodles, I swear to God, Mandy.
I was going to ask if it was like a theme night, like a sexy theme night where they had udon noodles and then watched some kind of creepy Japanese porn where octopuses...
Tentacle porn.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna do the sundry wife. Like, oh, senpai husband, no, I don't really want you to put that in there. Oh, no, my shirt. Oh, senpai husband.
Mike, can you edit me completely out of this episode?
Travis, I don't know if this one's even going to make it to the website, buddy.
Oh, God. This is the one that I would actually say.
Travis, you want to start a new podcast?
Yeah, me and you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Guys, we're going to do it again next week. We appreciate all of you.
I don't know.
Bye, Mandy.
Oh,
I don't know about it next week, Mandy. Man.
Yeah.
I've got another weird news story with me.
Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls on Ya, and Joni B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate.
All right, so an udon noodle is like a... Well, let me see this udon noodle. What does it look like?
Shape your dick. That's how you measure it.
It's a thick noodle. Normally, you put it with some kind
it's,
of like.
It looks a little bit thicker than like a chicken noodle.
Yeah, it's pretty thick. Like, as you know, how wide like chicken noodles are. Think about if it was like a round.
Say chicken noodles 5 times fast.
Chicken noodle noodles. 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 Huh. Chicken noodle noodles.
He fucking did it. So an udon noodle.
Should put that up on the Patreon. If
does it have any flavor, the udon noodle?
It's like a rice, or it's like a flour.
So
noodle.
Not really?
No. It's whatever flavor you add to it, buddy.
Sometimes it can be buckwheat. Sometimes it can be just flour. Yeah.
Is it made out of potatoes? Because they really produce a lot of potatoes over there and really need people to start eating them.
Hey, you gotta get them to fucking eat some potatoes.
You're
man.
Thinking of China. These are Japanese.
Japanese make the udons.
Potatoes from Japan, not from China.
I don't think they grow potatoes over there too often. It's all like rice patties and shit.
Fucking udons.
Yeah, you get like a...
So you can't just buy a udon noodle at your local grocer. You had to get these imported.
You can, but they're not great.
No, they're dry.
There's some shitty store-bought udon noodles. Yeah,
you got it from the fucking source.
You
got to go to the Asian market to get them.
Every town has an Asian market. You can find good udon if you're looking.
If you're truly looking for good udon, you can find it.
There's no Asian market in this town.
That's ridiculous because I have a town. I live in a town of like 14,000 people, and we have an Asian and a Mexican market.
Can you get some udon on like the eBays? Can I get
people?
There's a udon.
UDON.
Just sign up for Amazon Prime. You could probably get it shipped right to you.
UDON noodles.
Yeah, you can.
Why is the first result Udon Street Fighter? Is there a because udon and a Street Fighter?
Not that I
know. Named after a noodle?
Comic books. That's an artist. Udon.
Oh.
Yeah, but those are...
Fuck you for knowing that, Travis.
Now, those are dry noodles. Those
goddamn
aren't fresh
encyclopedia
noodles.
Encyclopedia motherfucker.
Look at those. Those are dry. Those are bullshit. That's
some
shit.
Bullshit udon?
Yeah, why...
Not good udon?
No, that's $8 for bullshit.
Instant udon.
Yeah, horseshit.
You don't want instant udon.
No, what am I, gutter trash?
Where's the good udon? Where do I get that?
You're not going to find them on there. You got to get frozen or fresh. I mean, you can't just fuck this.
Napier, you boil the udon, though, right?
Oh!
He likes his traditional udon, like traditional grits. You can't have instant grits. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
I like my ladies a thick.
Exactly.
Wow.
I got to get fuck out of here.
Yeah, I know, Travis. Like, this is one of those what are we doing with our lives weeks, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever answered that question?
No.
Well, at least you didn't shoot your dick off.
When I got my hair cut, I was seeing all the hair falling in my lap, and like a lot of it was gray. Like, I'm going gray, like, fast.
Already been there.
There's a lot of gray hair in my hair now, and like, you know, it's really like making me think about my mortality a lot more, because it's like, you know, like, when you see all that gray hair, you start to think, like, you know, all that time that you spent where like you were thinking, oh, well, you know, I still have time. I mean, like, you see all that gray hair and you start to think, well, shit, the good years have already gone by, right? It's all downhill. Like, we're on the back nine, man.
It's the same thing as like losing your hair, where I can like see my scalp and shit. And I used to have like such nice thick hair that you'd actually have to say to the lady, hey, use those thinning shears because it's too thick to do anything with. And now it's thinning, and I have to figure out a way to put it so it doesn't look like my scalp is wide. Yeah, so it really does. It's a reminder every single goddamn day about how it's closer and closer to, you know, the end.
And I mean, like, here we are, Travis. It's a Monday night. Like, how many Monday nights do we have left on this universe before we're dust?
How old are you?
And, like, we're... we're fucking talking about udon noodles on the internet. Like, what are we doing?
Okay, Mike.
Usually, I'm really happy about these Monday nights, and I feel good. Like, the last couple have been tonight.
I just want to blow my fucking brains out.
It's because I wasn't here at the start.
And I assume that it's just a coincidence that Mandy's here and it's not her fault.
How awful the show is and how much you want to kill yourselves. I hate you. I hate every single one of you.
We're sorry, Mandy.
Mike.
You rapey fucking drunk.
Mandy, did you take an Ambien or anything?
Oh, I hate you.
No, you don't, Mandy.
Stick to Ambien.
God, I love Ambiens. You fuckers don't know what it's like to not be able to sleep constantly.
You don't
and
know
then have you an
what
Ambien.
It's like.
An Ambien is like an angel carries you to your bed and then sings you a lullaby to sleep.
Take an Ambien.
But you're still at your computer and you don't know that you're asleep.
You know, somebody asked me on social medias today if Travis likes doing the show.
No.
He said, do you think Travis likes doing the show? And I said, I think so.
Yeah, he's a masochist.
He likes, 80% of the time.
He likes it 98.8% when Mandy's not on the show.
That's all what I was going to say. I said 80% because that's what I mean. Like 8 out of 10 times I enjoy it.
Mandy, come back again soon.
Yes, Mandy.
No, never.
Please
Mandy,
come
Mandy,
back.
Come back again soon.
Come back and see the wheelbarrow.
Come back again soon.
Mandy.
No.
Mandy, it's been too long since we did this.
It's been way
Very
too long,
long,
Mandy.
It's been since you took those Ambiens.
Yeah, come back. Yeah.
Travis, do you remember any of your characters that you did for Mandy last time she was on the show?
No, wasn't there like a cavalcade of characters that just kind of flowed out for a bit?
It was like Gary the Ambien Squirrel?
That's right. I totally forgot about that, actually. Wasn't there a squirrel and like
stink.
An elephant?
Oh, Mike, I just remembered Pocket Sand. Where that dude ripped out his pubes and threw them at Wolverine.